It's the Real Roots Radio podcast, on-demand content highlighting the best information and entertainment from the Real Roots Radio team. Tyler Fairburn and Chubby Howard always have fun on the Chubby Howard Show every Saturday, and you never know who's going to drop by or give them a call.
We're doing an anniversary show here, and you got to have Miss Jeannie Seeley here to celebrate. She called in. She says, hey, I hear there's a party going on. Welcome in here to the party, Miss Jeannie Seeley.
Well, thank you so much. I never like to miss a party, and I especially don't want to miss this one. Love, Chubby and Steve both.
Boy, what a pleasure to have you today. You're one of my favorites. I know that much.
Well, I thank you so much, and you've been so supportive, both of you, of my career all through the years, and both on stage and on the air. You know, you've been there for me, and I appreciate that so much.
What year did your big song come out?
Don't Touch Me was released. Don't Touch Me was released 54 years ago this week.
Wow.
So this past Thursday on the 12th, I did the Country Classics show at the Ryman, because it was actually 54 years ago to that exact date that the record was released. And March 12th of 1966. And
what a great song.
Yeah, I was so fortunate to get that song. I remember when we were looking for songs, Hank Cochran had asked me, he said, well, what do you really want in a song? And I said, well, I'd like to have a ballad, and I'd like to have one that, you know, gives me room to sing, but I'd like the song to say something that it wouldn't matter if you're young or old, male or female, married or single, that those lyrics would reach out to you. And Hank said, boy, you don't want much, do you? But I think that he absolutely delivered it in that song. It's just a great song, and I feel very blessed to get that. I'm never tired of singing that song. I've always thought it would be horrible to have a hit record that you didn't enjoy singing. And I was happy about them, but I don't enjoy singing them over and over. So this is a blessing in that way, too.
You're not a kidding, and you've had a lot of other great songs. You wrote one of my favorite songs, Fair and Young, Leaving and Saying Goodbye.
Saying Goodbye.
Yes, that was another gift to me. And I laughed because, you know, back then I was about half afraid of Fair and Young, and that's because I was smart.
Yeah.
He didn't know Fair, and if you weren't a little bit apprehensive about what he was going to say or do next, but always loved Barron, and he was so good to me. But we were actually all on a big package show up in Chicago at McCormick Hall, and it was that back then, you know, you did a 2 o'clock matinee and then a night show, and it was snowing and ice everywhere. There was no way to leave between shows, so we did what we always do to pass the time between shows. Somebody pull out a guitar and start singing. And I had just written that song. So Jack played guitar, and Jack Green, and I sang it. And Farron said, I want that song. I'll record it as soon as I get back to Nashville. So that's how it came about. I'd have never been brave enough probably to actually pitch a song to Farron. It was a number one record for Farron.
Yes.
And gave me my first award as a songwriter. So, and of course, Don Sears had an incredible version of it with the Time Jumpers.
I got a guy sitting here that he's backed you up with his band quite a few times, and Steve Lake and the Swingmasters. And Steve's
What a great group. Not only wonderful musicians on stage, and I didn't have to worry about a thing. I knew they had my back. But what a great group of guys, too. Just wonderful people as well as great musicians. And Steve, thank you for everything you've done for me through the years.
Yeah, well, thank you. Speaking of that show in Chicago, I think Connie was on it. I think we were on that show. Was Jerry Lee Lewis there?
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember.
Ray Price, Jerry Lee Lewis, Farron Young.
Yeah, and Jack Connie and Smith. Me.
Yeah, and the stage, they had, you came out of the floor. They had two stages, and Connie didn't get downstairs, and she missed the stage. We come up, and no singer. I think that was the same show, because we played McCormick Place.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised, you know. Your memory's better than mine, Steve. I'm trying to remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
You were talking about Farron. Him and Jerry Lee got into a little wrestling match back there. I don't think they were mad, but they was going at it pretty good.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what a wonderful time that all of us there. Bill Anderson has referred to it as the golden era of country music, and
never
I truly believe it is.
It will never be again.
Yeah, we were all very fortunate to be a part of that. And there were some characters in our era, and I'm proud to be one of them. How about you?
That's great.
Jeannie, here's the great drummer with the Steve's band, his son. You remember him, Stevie Lake?
I do remember him, and we have amazing history because I was wondering how he was going to play drums when he was fixing to be a new daddy.
Yeah, we were talking about that as time flies. that was a difficult weekend. My daughter was actually born a few days early, and we had a show with Jeannie on Saturday. And so
in
Troy, Ohio. Thank you. And so that has been almost 16 years ago. She's ready to get her license. 16 years ago, in about 2 weeks, on April 2nd. So I think our show was like on April 3rd. So without any sleep, we pulled it off. I don't think anybody knew.
Sure did.
But
you never missed a beat, so to speak.
Oh, but as time flies. Hey, when we were talking earlier, Jeannie, I want to make sure we were talking about, of course, the Grand Ole Opry. I listen almost every weekend and hear you on there just about every weekend. But you were sharing some things that they're doing, especially tonight, and I don't want to forget that. If you would share that, please.
Well, we are absolutely making history tonight because with this virus scare going on all over the world, and so many shows are shutting down, and I have to tell you that I was scared to death, and I sent an email to the Opry manager and the president saying, please let us do a show, whether there's an audience or not, because I didn't want to break that historic record that the Grand Ole Opry has always gone on, regardless. And so fortunately they are, because the first thought is to just shut it down like everybody else has. But somebody said, well, you can't do a live show with no audience. And I said, I do one for 4 hours every Sunday on Willie's Roadhouse. Right.
Yes.
Yes, we can do this. And like I just made a Facebook post out there telling everybody, I hope they'll listen. I said, I'm aware every night that I'm on that stage, I'm aware that not only those people in the building are watching and listening to this show, I'm aware that we're reaching millions all around the world now with satellites. And so then in my mind, I can't see them and I can't hear their reaction, but I'm always aware that there's people all over the world listening. So we're performing for them too, and I will be for them tonight. I will have them all in mind.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, I think our country needs some comforting. And when you think of the Grand Ole Opry, that is what—that's what I think of. So, we're appreciative of you and all the other artists tonight doing what you're doing, because I think it will help a lot of people who need the comfort of country music. So thank you for that.
Well, there's going to be some of us main folks there. Bill Anderson will be there. Connie Smith's going to be there. And I believe Mandy Barnett's coming here. And also Michael Cleveland is going to be there. Those are the ones I can remember right now. But I'll be working with just piano and bass and brush drum. But I like that feel. I've done it before. Of course, Tim Atwood and I do shows. We've been doing a lot of concerts around in smaller venues, which he and I both love that intimate atmosphere because we can just sit. We can't make a mistake because we're making it up as we go. But we just work, Tim and me and the baby grand piano, and we share stories of he was at the Opry for 38 mm-hmm. years as mm-hmm. the staff keyboard player, and he's doing so well on his own now. He's out fun entertaining like I always thought Tim Atwood should be. So I'm kind of used to doing this, and so I'll be working with Randy Hart tonight. And
that's great.
You know, I love to mentor the young women coming up. There's so many incredibly talented young people. And there's a group that was formed 6 years ago, a little network group called the Song Suffragette. And as these young women come to Nashville, they can hook up with them and find a support system. I would have given anything to have had that group available when I came here. But thank goodness I have Dottie West. Dan Howard, Connie Smith, and Gene Shepherd, we all formed our own little support mm-hmm. network, and we're still there. But mentioning Jan Howard, she just celebrated her birthday yesterday. She was 91 years young yesterday. So Chubby and Steve, y'all hang in there.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you very much.
Jan, until July, she will be the oldest living member of the Grand Ole Opry. But in July, Jesse McReynolds catches her.
Jesse, there. Oh, yeah. Jesse's still picking good, too.
Yes, he is. And he gave us quite a scare there for a while.
Yeah,
but,
he sure did.
He's doing wonderful, and the audience loves him. Unfortunately, Jan's not able to entertain anymore, but I just want to mention to everybody, if you'd like to send her a card, a birthday card, or just a note, she would love getting that. You can still send it just Jan Howard in care of the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville, Tennessee, and she will get it. They do know where we are. So we just gather up the mail every now and then, take it out to her, and she so enjoys hearing. So please do that if you got a minute.
We'll do that. Sure will.
Well, happy birthday, Jan Howard.
Yes, right. Sir. Jan Howard, what a lady she is, just like you. And you ladies of the Grand Ole Opry are something else. And old Chubby, man, I've been in this business a long time, and I love to still try to pick the steel. And I love country music, and I just wish, well, you know, I don't have to say, but I love country music. And you and all the Grand Ole Opry, like Jeannie, you and her all of you are doing great. So stay in there. And it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm telling you that right
well,
now.
Well, we appreciate you letting us call in and help you celebrate. You and Steve, you set the standard for all of us to follow, and knowing that we could come to your area and count on you guys being there to support us has meant an awful lot, especially the airtime you give us. And I hear you talk to my friend Rhonda Benson, who just gave me a number one bluegrass record, which I was so proud of, and I'm so happy about her joining the Grand Ole Opry. I can't even tell you. Just
that's
thrilled.
Terrific. Yeah, that's wonderful.
You probably know Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
I definitely do, and I made one of the biggest boo-boos. I apologized to him in person, and let me apologize publicly again. When I introduced him on the Opry, and I just at the last second said, Nash Ramblers, that's Emmylou Harris. And I've apologized and apologized. But
he don't care.
And his group are always fabulous entertainers when they come to the Opry, and so proud to have them there. So I publicly apologize for my step. I know better, you know. Have you ever done that, Chubby? Just said the wrong thing?
Yes.
Well, Jeannie, we sure do appreciate you coming on in here and celebrating with us today on the Chubby Howard Show here on Real Roots Radio. And we appreciate your time. And, hey, if you are ever in this area, you be sure to let us know, and we want to get together with you, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you too, Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Bye-bye.
Hello, friends. This is Tyler Fairburn, and join Chubby Howard and I every Saturday from 9 until 3 on the Chubby Howard Show, where we're playing all the real deal, real roots country and western music. We hope that you tune in to WBZI, WEDI, and WKFI, The Eyes Have It, on Real Roots Radio.